I've had about all the noise I can handle for a while. But we had a great time, and I hope you did too. You know, one of the things that we celebrate, is what we're still celebrating, is our freedom in Christ as Americans. Sometimes you can have something so long and so much of it that you take it for granted. And I pray that the Lord won't ever allow us to take for granted the great freedoms and the blessings that are ours for having the privilege of serving as living in America, being an American, and being in a country, the land of the free and the home of the brave. There are several different passages we're going to be looking at together this morning, so I'll call your attention to your study guide that you received and your outline of the sermon this morning. This is one of those days where your pastor loves to take the opportunity to preach on the theme of the day, freedom, and because the Scripture's got so much to say about freedom, and we're going to look at that together. Y'all come in, folks. So let me call your attention to our study guide together, and we're going to look at, first of all, John chapter 8, and then the Gospel of Luke, and then Romans, and then various passages after that. John 8, 36, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Luke 4, 18, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And then that wonderful passage in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 2, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. It's hard to imagine that 249 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence. Our country was founded on the wonderful search for religious freedom as well as other freedoms. And I think God has smiled on us in an unusual, wonderful, bountiful way in our great country. Our resources, our freedom, and all the blessings that the Lord's provided for us. And I hope that we'll never take those for granted. But sometimes we lose sight of the great blessings of the Lord. And I want us to think together for this morning just for a few moments about what it really means to be free in Christ. First of all, we're going to talk about several things this morning. First of all, is freedom from the penalty of sin. Romans 3:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's one thing to be free, but it's another thing to be free indeed. And the Bible talks about our freedom in Christ from the penalty of sin. You see, before I was saved, and if you've never been saved, this is going to be your condition. I was a person on death row, you might say. I was one breath, one heartbeat, one pulse away from an eternity without the Lord. But one day when I gave my heart and life to Jesus as a 12-year-old boy, I came to realize that Jesus came to give me life and give it to me more abundantly and to set me free, and set me free indeed. And all these years I've lived for the Lord, tried to live for the Lord. I've enjoyed the freedom that's ours in Christ. And there's nothing in this world that compares to it. Freedom from the penalty of sin. One of the things that one of our fine leaders said to me recently, Jack was saying to me, he said, Pastor, I wish you'd preach a little bit more on hell, or not preach a little bit more, but preach a message on hell and judgment. And I've done that for a number of occasions, but the truth is, we need to hear more of that. We really do, to be reminded of what we've been delivered from. You see, I don't really like to preach on hell, but the truth is, Jesus said as much about hell as he did about heaven. And that's what makes our freedom in Christ so wonderfully special. We've been set free from the condemnation that was ours. We had the death sentence hanging over us. Jesus canceled the debt and set the prisoner free. Said we were pardoned by the blood of Jesus, our sins washed away, free and free indeed. Real freedom is freedom from the penalty of sin. John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. May I say as clearly as I know how, if you're here this morning, you do not know our Lord, you are one breath, one pulse, one heartbeat, one moment away from eternity without God. And the Lord doesn't want that, and I don't want that, and our church doesn't want that, and Christians don't want that. I want you to know the Lord. I want you to know what it means to be saved and to be a child of the living Lord and to be set free from the sentence of death that's now hanging over you. You see, being a believer is not just a matter of believing some things about the Lord. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ by grace through faith, and it's a relationship that sets us free from the bondage and the penalty of sin. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I stand here today to tell you that I'm not going to go to heaven because I preach the gospel. I'm going because I know the Christ of the gospel. You're not going to go to heaven because you're a member of Calvary Baptist Church, so that's a good idea to be. But you're a member of the Calvary Baptist Church because you've given your heart and your life to Jesus, and the Lord's led you here to serve alongside of us in the kingdom's work. The truth is, there's nothing in this whole world more important, nothing more urgent than knowing that you've got a personal, meaningful relationship with God by faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Freedom from the penalty of sin. I don't have to lay awake at night and worry about going to hell because, you see, though I deserve it, thank God I've been set free. My pardon has been signed by the blood of the sweet Lamb of God. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Freedom from the penalty of sin. I like this one. Freedom from the prison of sin. These are our freedoms in Christ. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. We read it just a while ago. Jesus said, he has sent me to set at liberty them that are bruised. I love that old song, Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. We sing it often, Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. My great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. Thank the Lord for the wonderful promise of God. He sets us free from the prison of sin. I've never been in prison. Well, let me qualify that. I've only been in jail once. And you could say, Brother Jackie, I cannot believe my pastor has been in jail before. Well, I've told the story, so I'll make this very brief. I was very foolish at one season in my life. And the truth is, I got in a little bit of trouble with the law, and they escorted me down to the county jail until my father could get there. And I wasn't there but about 2 hours, but I want to tell you what, that was 2 hours I've never forgotten. I made up my mind right then that I didn't want to spend any more time in jail. But thank God, when I was saved, God unlocked the prison doors and set me free. And I'm a free man in Christ Jesus. And the Lord has wonderfully blessed me. And we're free from the guilt of sin, free from the prison, free imprisonment of poverty, free from the poverty of sin. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, in all things, the Bible says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Jesus didn't just make a way for us to go to heaven. He made a way for us to have life and life abundantly in Christ. There are four areas that the poverty of sin usually manifests itself. In the life of anybody, it may be seen in guilt or the accusing of the evil one, the devil. And the devil is the one who comes before us and charges us, blames us, accuses us before the Father. And by the way, the devil's got enough ammunition on me to put me away for a long time because I'm a fragile human being just like you are. But thank God for the wonderful blood of the Lamb. Thank God for the grace of God. And he sets us free from the bondage of the imprisonment of sin and the poverty of sin. And that poverty includes fear. But God's given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. We talked about fear last Sunday, and there's so much that needs to be said about God's deliverance from fear. I don't have to be afraid anymore because Jesus is walking alongside of me. I remember when I was a little boy walking out in the backyard in Lacey Springs. We didn't have, and you young people maybe find this hard to believe, we didn't have street lights. It was just dark as could be. And I didn't really like going out in the backyard too much because I knew there were snakes back there. And they were all kind of critters. Our yard backed up to about 10 acres of woods. And I'd seen all kinds of critters back there. But the truth is, if Daddy was with me, I didn't mind going out in the backyard any time. Simply because of who I was with. Thank God for the wonderful deliverance that's ours as Jesus' children, as sons and daughters of the living Lord. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Jesus said also, He's come to give us life and give it more abundantly. Not just rescuing us from eternity without God, but a life of a relationship with Him, life abundantly and life eternally. And not long ago we preached on worry. In fact, just a few days ago we preached on worry. And I know I probably am not preaching to anybody who ever has had a problem with worrying. If I sit down beside of you and just visit with you for a little while, if I were to say, have you ever had a season of worry in your life? I really doubt there'd be anybody who would be immune from that. Thank God I don't have to worry anymore. Worry is fretting when you can't change anything. Thank God I don't have to worry because I've got somebody, the Master's in charge. He's in charge of my doubts. He's in charge of my difficulties. He's in charge of the darkness that comes to life when life circumstances get rough. Worry is what the devil puts upon our shoulders when we're not quite sure God's still in charge. By the way, you ever had a moment when you thought, Lord, I know the scripture and your wonderful word. I know you love me. I know you have saved me. But Lord, help me with my unbelief. Help me with my struggle. Help me with my searching for peace in the midst of a storm. Thank God He sets the prisoner free from the poverty of sin, guilt, fear, disappointment, and worry. And one of these days... I like this. One of these days, God's going to set us free from the very presence of sin. One of these days, I'll be able to drive down the road and there won't be any more beer joint signs. Any more of the sin scars that the devil has left in this old world. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, listen to this. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, or those that have gone before us, those that have died in Christ, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, I've got this underlined in my Bible and marked. For if we, or since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this is saying to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep or have passed away. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. One of these days, the shout of God's going to echo across the skies. One of these days, the trump of God is going to sound. If the Lord tarries His coming, or if the Lord delays His coming, I hope to have the opportunity to be a part of that wonderful crowd that's caught out of this world, snatched out of this way, what's what we call the rapture, in the very presence of the Lord. And the truth is, folks, we're going to be delivered in the very presence of sin one of these days. Won't be any more temptation, any more trials, any more sin, any more pain, any more suffering. Freedom from the very presence of sin. Freedom is not only a freedom from some things, but it's a freedom to and for some things. We are free to live with a purpose. Whether God's called you to be a missionary or be a grandmother or grandfather, or whether God's called you to be an encourager or a missionary overseas. The truth is, we all have a unique purpose ordained by God. That God don't make no junk. And God's got a purpose for every one of us. And some days you may look in the mirror and wonder, Lord, what is it that you want to do with my life? Just remember, you are wonderfully and powerfully and wonderfully made. Created in the image of God in Christ Jesus. Saved to serve. We live in freedom because we can live in peace. And we live in peace because we're free in Christ. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, but my peace I give unto you. Sweet peace, peace, wonderful, wonderful peace. As a child of God, I can live with confidence and sweet assurance, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Thank God for the wonderful confidence that's ours in Christ and our sweet assurance and our victory. I love this, victory in Jesus. Thank God for every storm He delivers us from. Thank God for every trial He brings us through. Thank God for victory that's more than just a word, it's a theme. I'll use this example very lightly. It's a fun thing to be a fan of your favorite team, is it not? Sure it is. And sweet Libby and I have been blessed for a long time. You know who our favorite team is, don't you?
Yeah.
Sure you do.
It is Tennessee, right?
Yeah. I like to pray about that, Bruce. Oh, my goodness. But I want to tell you, being a fan is one thing, but being a child of God's another. And being set free from the penalty and power of sin and the very presence of sin, Jesus is our victory. And we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. So when you face your next storm, just fix your eyes on Jesus. When you face your next battle, just remember you're not alone. When you face your next trial, just remember God's not left you alone. He's walking alongside of you every step of the way. The other day, I was telling somebody that I'd gone to a place of where some stores were to do some shopping with my wife. Libby felt led to go shopping. By the way, we have a wedding coming up in our family. We have a grandson getting married, and so she's getting a grandmother's dress for the wedding. You know, I thought, I really don't care too much about going shopping. That's not my spiritual gift. But I believe I'll go and I'll try it anyway. The truth is, I wouldn't have been. I found myself looking over my shoulder everywhere I went out shopping. But you see, if I'd had Jamie, my son, with me, or Joey, either one, and they were walking alongside of us, I don't think I'd have to be looking over my shoulder. Because I'd have somebody with me that could help take care of Mom and Dad. Truth is, folks, no matter what I face, no matter where I go, I'm more than a victor through Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm not a victim, but a victor. Life in Christ, life in freedom, is life with purpose and peace and confidence and assurance. A life of wonderful victory in Christ and a life of joy. One of my favorite books is the book of Philippians in 4 brief chapters. The word joy is used 16 times. Paul's talking about Jesus being the source of our joy in life. If you are a joy unspeakable and full of glory, just fall in love with Jesus. If you want a life of meaning and purpose, fall in love with Jesus. If you want victory over the devil, just fall in love with Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Say it with me. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. I pray that you have discovered the freedom that's ours in Christ Jesus as our personal Lord and personal Savior. If you've not, I've got good news for you. You can discover that relationship today, right here, right now. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today is the day, and now is the accepted time. If you'd like to know more about what it means to be saved, you just make your way down the aisle in a few moments during the invitation hymn and say, "Brother Jackie, I'd like to be saved." And I'll pray with you and share with you what it means to give your heart and life to Jesus. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's bow our hearts together, shall we?